Time to get back to our conversation now with Eric Chaltry from Nest Egg Marine and continue talking about the fishing in the Menominee River. And this is part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Let's talk a little bit about the jigging fishermen out there right now. I'm assuming they're mostly in the rivers, not out on the mouth of the river, right?
There is actually a few jigging the river mouth, but right now the bite's been in the Tern Basin and just west of the interstate bridge.
And what kind of jig setup are they using? Colors, that kind of thing?
Pink has been a good color. If you got a pink paddle tail, that's been a really successful color. Mm. The other color is yellow chartreuse has been also a really good color. And make sure you rig it with a stinger hook because that seems to set the hook a little bit better on your fish and you got a better hookup rate.
A little bit of a short strike occasionally, huh?
Yep.
And now are they putting any kind of cut bait on those jigs?
There's a few guys that are putting, live bait minnows on there as well, but it seems to me like the plastics, the pink, and the chartreuse have been a little bit more successful.
And are we just talking about a standard Northland, 3/8 ounce jig?
3/8 will work.
Well, anything else you can throw in to tell us about the fishing that they should be aware of this weekend? Any launches that are not working or better launches than others?
We've got 6th Street, which is right next door to Boom Landing on the Marinette side. It doesn't get used heavily because a lot of people aren't aware that it's now open because it was closed because they were pulling material out of the turning basin on that side. But that launch ramp is open for use, and you can actually launch 18, 20-foot boat out of that launch because it drops off nice.
Okay.
It's a brand-new paved parking lot and plenty of space for people to launch out of there as well.
Good tip.
Yeah.
And lastly, have you heard anything outside of your general area there, the Menominee River and right in the river mouth? Anything north towards Cedar River at all?
That's been a pretty tough bite right now. I've heard, one or two, you're fishing for 5 hours and guys are catching one or two going north of here. I don't know if it has to do with the weather, the water temperature or whatnot, or if people aren't hitting as hard as they used to, but I haven't heard much of a bite north.
And that could change this weekend with a really warm spell that we're into now.
Absolutely. Could be the game changer.
Well, Eric, I really appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy, and everybody listening that requested we talk to you today, they appreciate it as well. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
We'll catch up with you again next week.
Sounds good.
Eric Chaltry from Nest Egg Marine in Marinette giving us the walleye and brown trout report there. And thank you for listening to The Outdoor Show.